My name is Larry Hickey. I'm the deputy coroner of the valley here. I've been here over 54 years and I've never seen anything like this. I hope they don't need me.
What you just heard isn't poor audio quality, but the sound of a firestorm. Diary of a Fire on the next Curious Lightning. Chapter 1. Is it real?
You just have people standing around in awe, like myself. People now are kind of dispersing and backing away and realizing that this isn't the direction they can go. And again, looking into the air, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a sixth helicopter behind me, filling up water at this moment. And it's moving so fast and intensely that I can feel the heat of it from the distance that I'm at, yet it's not moving straight on to me. It again has that angle from moving from the river and up towards Twin Lakes. And I can't see over the ridge here at the moment. I have the high school just over the lip from me. And the sun is almost blacked out at the moment with the smoke passing overhead. This feels like the new norm here in the Meadow Valley at the moment.
The news headlines will tell you the Carlton Complex fire is 4 times the size of Seattle and that 150 to 300 homes have been burned. But the new norm for the body is different than the headlines. When you're in this hypersensitive place, for days on end of no sleep, seeing neighbors suffer with the loss of their home and their belongings, seeing animals, hearing of animals killed, ash falling on you, no power, others with no running water. The new norm becomes something completely different. The new routine becomes going on patrols and looking for where the fires are moving, trying to get information through your phone, listening to what neighbors have to say. Everything suddenly gets small, really small. It becomes about what's happening around you within a tiny radius, what's happening at the local country store, who knows what's shifting with the wind. You suddenly have this new relationship with nature as your eyes burn and your voice becomes raspy from breathing in smoke and ash falls from the sky. The new norm is immediacy. It's right in front of you. There is no letting your guard down. The new norm is understanding what evacuation levels mean. The new norm is sifting through all of the misinformation that's happening when there's no power and there's gas lines and there's friends crying in front of you. That feels like the new norm. But then before you know it, the power comes back on and you can take a hot shower and go back to work. And you so hunger to get back into what you once knew and recognized. And then a day like this happens. Strange things happen when you suddenly are faced with an emergency that you've only heard about on TV or read headlines or seen photos online. And suddenly it's right there consuming everything, right there in front of you. And this day, I happened to be driving home, and I had with me my audio recorder and cell phone. And I suddenly felt this urge to want to document and share as much information as I could. Just over 2 weeks earlier, when the skies turned black and the power went out, and the hillsides were burning all around me in Carlton, the one thing everybody hungered for was information. And there was none originally. It became people driving around. It became local citizens with a notepad and a cell phone taking information, sharing information. The power was out. There were no sirens anywhere. There were so many fires consuming the landscape that you could tell you were on your own. And so my response to this on this day was to document it, was to journal it, was to get as much information as I could and get it back to the public as fast as possible. Because I remember the only way I could sleep as the nighttime lit up with fires and friends were losing homes and first responders and firefighters, everybody was spread out everywhere. You knew if you had that neighbor and you knew that they would knock on your door, you felt somewhat like you could handle it. Because in all of this, you can't possibly get what a natural disaster is or what trauma is unless you can share it. So that's what this day became, was a choice to want to share with people.
And what you can hear in the background here is that large dual propeller chopper filling up it more water. And with that chopper flying overhead, you could actually feel sprinkles of water coming off the bag that it was carrying. I'm not sure if you can hear or make out the wind passing over the microphone, but these are the gusts. I couldn't tell you for sure what we're looking at, but 30 miles an hour, possibly steady sustained winds. And I'm watching pine trees now just above what appears to be Highway 20, and again about a half mile south of the high school, just burn up, consumed with the flame pushing that direction, green side of the tree, and all flame in the direction that the wind's heading. And I'm standing here on the corner rescue vehicles, really what appears to be playing catch up. This fire is moving so fast, and I have sheriff's vehicles and now different fire departments. I just saw one from South Dakota, and I see what appears to be maybe Forest Service coming up and turning up Twin Lakes Road towards the direction of the fire.
So your senses are almost playing tricks on you. You see these cars coming up the road and down the road, and yet you see these flames tearing through the forest, and you think, wait a minute, that it Those are contradictions right there. There can't be the fire and traffic moving in that proximity. And then you realize that the official authorities haven't caught up. Humans haven't caught up to what Mother Nature is doing. And they're doing the best they can. And within a short period of time, suddenly traffic is being stopped. And the assistant coroner that you heard in the very beginning of this chapter is directing traffic. And everybody is kind of coming alive and awake while this enormous force of energy is already moving. I'd like to thank KTRT and Friends of the Root for supporting Curious Lightning. And a special thanks to Spark in the Revolution for the sound creations. Visit us online to see images from this episode. And please consider joining us next time for Chapter 2, Rising Eagle, Diaries of a Fire, The Great Pet Rescue. This has been Curious Lightning, and I'm your host, Dakota Clearwater Lacroix. Be well.